Penguin Random House presents Size Matters by Sangeeta from 11 Ways to Love. Read by Swasti Shri Sharma. Drunk in the darkness of the cinema, I leaned over and found your lips. Imagine our double-headed silhouette against the screen. A clash. A kiss. Now I undress in pools of afternoon light, in rooms made empty by office hours. The curtains only eclipse the neighbor's view. Sharanya Manivannan. Size Matters. Author, Sangeeta. Being fat is not something that I have come to terms with. It is still a word I hate using for myself or for anyone else. At various points in my life, I have been told that the word motu is used endearingly, with no concern for the fact that it pierces like an arrow. What does it mean to fall in love as a fat girl? For me, the struggle has primarily been to accept that I am worthy and deserving of love. I was fat before I hit puberty. I don't remember a time when I haven't been fat. And I don't remember a time when I haven't been told that it is only out of concern for my health that family members and friends, and even occasional strangers, ask me to lose weight. But I don't think I realized what it would mean for my love life until I started thinking about boys in a romantic way. At 13, I realized I was supposed to be interested in boys. I wasn't actually interested in them for a few more years, but it was the done thing. So I picked a seemingly acceptable person and weaved a convincing story about why he was the object of my affections. Initially, since I had not been present in the class where I presumed they explained what crushes were, I thought that was the end of it. I liked a fella. If asked, I could point to him. And so, I had the ticket to the hormone show all around me. Eventually, it dawned on me that there were some additional steps like going out and so on. At this stage, it became apparent that my body was a bit of a disadvantage, to put it mildly. It continued in this vein for a few years. No one really told me that being fat was a problem. But I could see from my interactions with boys that it was. I was told I waddled when I walked. I insisted on wearing clothes that were three sizes too big. I was aware in an inchoate way that my body was affecting my interactions with boys. Now, I know that I am not quite unique in that I did not date in school. But I would be lying if I said it never bothered me when I saw friends being pursued romantically. It sounds silly and even horrendous now. But at 14, I admit, I was jealous of the fact that other girls my age had this validation of sorts by being the kind of girl who got whistled at on the road. At the age of 15, I developed my first real crush on a friend who had a great smile and an even better sense of humor. I think what I liked best about him was that he was always smiling and unconsciously that he was tall and sturdy looking. The kind of build that would make even someone like me feel physically small. That was such a rush. For the first time, I actively hoped for reciprocation. We were good friends, and frankly, I was so into him that I am sure it was completely obvious to everyone, to my everlasting embarrassment, when I think back now. I never really told anyone except one of my girlfriends. She was and still is my staunchest supporter when it comes to my struggles with weight. She always knew, even though I never felt like I could talk about it, that it bothered me a lot. Even though she never gave me the impression that it was hopeless, on some level, I think I knew it was. It had been drilled into me through all possible channels. Boys did not like girls like me. As it turned out, I was right. He did not have any feelings for me. And in fact, asked another girl from my class to go out with him. I was both devastated and vindicated. I knew, even if no one else did, that this was hopeless. He asked her out. She was not interested in being with him, and I was jealous of her for months. Frankly, she was never really a close friend, but after that incident, she was too much of a reminder of what I lacked for us to ever form a real bond. Wait, this is not a story about the world trying to put me down while I remained steadfast and confident in my worth. This piece is not full of anecdotes about other people being cruel to me, even though some have been, because my struggle with my weight has been mostly internal. No one made me hate my body, but at the same time, everyone did. It is the unconscious gestures that people make which are often more painful than when someone calls you fat as an insult. I have a friend who is very focused when it comes to losing weight. She is slim by my standards and normal by any standards, but she's almost always on a diet, almost always talking about exercise, and almost always talking about how flabby she is or how many love handles she has. When I see the way she talks about herself, about whatever little fat she has on her body, with such dismay and hatred, I know what she unconsciously thinks of me. She might deny it. Everyone might deny it. But if she hates her thin body for being fat, I know how much she must hate my fat body for being fat. As girls, we learn at a young age that bodies are not just about functionality. In fact, they are barely about functionality as long as you look normal. And then, beyond normal, there is the unattainable good-looking. A friend of mine in school, cribbing about putting on weight, once said to me that she was thankful she had prominent collarbones, because one can't really be fat with prominent collarbones. She was right, of course. A prominent collarbone means that the fat in one's body has not surrounded the bones so completely as to make it invisible. For years after that, I would check to see if my collarbone was visible. It wasn't. Another time, a loved family member cracked a predictable joke about me shaking the floor when I climbed up the stairs, and I was absolutely devastated. It wasn't the first or the last time that I heard something of this sort, nor was it that I assumed that there was any malicious intent behind it. But just the fact that it came from someone I assumed did not view me as a fat girl broke my heart. I often hear that I should not be so sensitive about my weight, that I should not get defensive about it, that people are only telling me to lose a few pounds for my own benefit. I don't know how to tell them that this literal thick skin does not convert into metaphorical thick skin. I don't know how to tell them that when they...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?